premio.
Look at poverty differently, and you'll see micro-entrepreneurs, full of energy and ideas. Hand in Hand helps turn their skills and potential into jobs. They find a way out of poverty. That was the thinking behind Hand in Hand's Prince Talal International Prize-winning project, Reducing Poverty and Gender Inequality in Sarpul Province, Afghanistan. Launched in 2015 and joint funded by Hand in Hand and UK aid from the British people, the three-year U.S. $3.2 million project was carried out under the rubric of the United Nations' hugely ambitious Sustainable Development Goal 1, end poverty in all its forms, everywhere. Our goal for the project, challenging as it was a little more manageable, training 9,500 new beneficiaries and nurturing the creation of 13,000 sustainable jobs, benefiting an estimated 74,000 family members and dependents in this small and often overlooked corner of the world. Hand in Hand works in four key stages. First, we mobilize self-help groups, made up of mostly women, who support each other, save together, and learn together. Next, we provide training in business skills such as bookkeeping and marketing, plus vocational skills ranging from tailoring to beekeeping and more. As a third step, we provide access to microcredit to help beneficiaries get their businesses up and running. And last, we link those businesses to bigger markets and value chains to make sure they're sustainable. Or at least that's how we used to work. When Hand in Hand arrived in Afghanistan 11 years ago, step three of our model, microfinance, made sense. But over the course of the Reducing Poverty Project, as the Taliban grew bolder and security deteriorated, it quickly became clear that to ensure project impact and help beneficiaries launch their micro-businesses, we would have to develop new ideas. Traveling to remote areas with cash in hand was putting our trainers and beneficiaries in a potentially vulnerable position. There was also the very real possibility loans would be deemed non-religious by Taliban propagandists eager to smear NGOs and whip up local hostility. So it was that Hand in Hand devised the concept of enterprise toolkits, worth an average of US$80 each and containing all of the hardware beneficiaries need to launch a micro-business in one of 13 high-margin sectors. Beekeepers received kits containing beehives, smoking hand pumps, and beekeeping suits. Tailors received sewing machines, scissors, and thread, and so on. On the face of it, replacing microcredit with productive asset transfer might not seem so world-changing, but there's no doubt the status quo was failing. Most importantly, toolkits were hugely popular with beneficiaries. 84% told independent evaluators they were helpful, while another 14% said they were somewhat helpful. With feedback like that, paired with the project's overall results, our decision was sealed. Today, all Hand in Hand projects in Afghanistan use toolkits instead of microfinance. So how about those results? By project end, 9,700 households had launched successful micro-businesses, 200 more than targeted. 13,300 jobs had been created versus a target of 13,000. 72% of members were women versus a target of 70%. And household incomes among members grew by an average of 30%, lifting an estimated 76,000 people out of poverty overall. Hand in Hand thanks Ag Fund for your recognition and generosity. With your support, we're helping thousands more Afghans turn their skills and potential into jobs.